This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Lauren Boebert's victory over incumbent Republican Congressman Scott Tipton is the big upset of yesterday's primary. CPR's Tina Sieg spoke to a former congressman who served the district Boebert is now vying for.
Republican Scott McGinnis, who represented Colorado's 3rd congressional district for 6 terms, was surprised by Boebert's win over Tipton. But he thinks voters are looking for a change.
There's a mood out there. And when you put that mood with a lot of spunk and energy and upheaval, you better keep your radar on 24 hours a day because it has, we'll have surprises. And I think that's what happened here in this race.
Boebert, a political newcomer, will face Democrat Diane Mitch Bush, a former member of the Colorado House, in the November election. In Grand Junction, I'm Sina Sieg, CPR News.
City of Denver is being sued over how police handled Black Lives Matter protests. CPR's Mayor Ortega reports.
The 7 plaintiffs in the case range from a local freelance photojournalist to a union organizer and a small business owner. They say police used excessive force and violated their First Amendment rights. Elizabeth Wong with Lovey & Lovey is representing them.
They all experienced tear gas and, to varying degrees, pepper spray as well. Some of them were hit directly with pepper bullets or other projectiles that were shot at them or into a crowd by the Denver police.
The plaintiffs want compensation from police, a civilian-run city department that oversees investigations into law enforcement officers in Denver, is investigating DPD's handling of the protests. I'm May Ortega, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, Alabama's top health officer talks about the state extending safer at home orders until the end of this month. Then, after listening to the opinions of residents and experts on Black history, Boston officials say the city would remove a statue of Abraham Lincoln and a freed slave kneeling beside him. Those stories next on All Things Considered. Coming up in 10 minutes, we'll have more on that victory out in District 3, Congressional District 3. CPR's Benta Berkland will join us to break down the upset. That's coming up in 10 minutes. 84 in Denver, 73 in Vail, 89 in Grand Junction. This is CPR.